BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season three with another After Dark episode. And today, Private Talk, we have Kazumi on the couch.
Oh.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more. I've seen your sexy pictures all over the Instagram and whatnot.
You may not remember me, but I remember washing hands next to you at an AVN many years ago. And I remember texting my boyfriend at the time and being like, I think I just washed my hands next to Alexis Texas.
How cute. Were you staring at my ass?
Yes, and I was staring
at
your hands.
Good for you. Good girl. Good girl.
Oh, keep calling me that.
You're a sub, I see.
Mm-hmm. You like to be. Yeah, I was going to say switch, but I was like, no, I'm pretty submissive.
Is it with females or with men or both?
I think anything. I feel like I like the power of submission. I feel like in my real life, I feel like I'm a very like high strung, like really anxious person that wants control all the time. So I like to like sexually just like give up and, you know, explode.
Okay, I like that. So how did you get your start in the industry? Did you start off the bat just doing movies? Was it just sexy pictures?
So I've actually never done pro porn. I've always been an OnlyFans girl. I've kept it exclusive to my page, but starting around 2 years ago, COVID happened, and I used to be a door-to-door salesman.
What were you selling door-to-door?
I was giving...
Was this your outfit when you were going door-to-door? Because, I mean, I think a lot of people would give you just about anything.
Yeah, I was a pretty hot door-to-door lady, but, like... It would be me giving out free cell phones to people on EBT or Medi-Cal on government benefits. So they would send me to the projects and like Section 8 and like Skid Row and stuff. And during COVID, I was like, oh, I am.
Was
not.
That intimidating?
It wasn't intimidating. It was just like during the height of COVID, I was like, I don't know if I want to go door to door to someone's house or like tent to tent to someone's tent. Like that's kind of
crazy.
You're
going tent to tent, bitch?
Yeah, bitch, bro. I was like in there.
How does that process work? Like you really like so like tent that, like isn't that scary?
It was scary, and I would be holding all these phones and I look like me. Well, I didn't look like
were you by yourself completely?
Yeah, I would be by myself.
That just sounds dangerous in a bad situation.
It is, but I luckily am alive to this day sucking dick, so life turned
there
out fine.
There you have it after dark. Sucking dick and just fine. Yeah. So sucking dick saved you?
I would say, so what happened was during COVID, I quit my job.
Is that your slogan? Sucking dick saved me.
Yeah, it's thank
Start
you.
Start making t-shirts.
Thank you, penises of the world. I wanted to buy some titties, and all my sugar daddies at the time were like, yeah, I could buy your titties, but you'll owe me forever. And I'd be like, no, what the frick?
Isn't that the opposite of like what sugar daddies are? They're supposed to give you sugar?
Yeah, I was like, isn't that the purpose of what the hell? So I decided to take my OnlyFans pretty seriously, and I just made sex tapes with my partner at the time. And bada bing, bada boom, paid for some titties in the first month. And I was like, let me buy my ass. So I actually am not sitting right now. I haven't sat for a year.
So did you get a BBL?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay, can we see your booty? Can you stand up for us? You have your own little pillow. I wondered what you were carrying around. Okay.
I haven't sat in over a year.
You haven't sat in over a year.
Because I was built like a hamster before this. So I'm kind of afraid of like moving my ass.
So when can you sit on it?
Like I could. Yeah. But like,
so when you go out to a club, you bring that thing with you?
If I went to clubs, yeah.
Okay, so you have a bedazzled one that like fits with every outfit, or you?
No, it's a classic black butt pillow.
But I mean,
if you go
out, you know, you have like the special sparkle one.
Yeah,
so
I definitely should have like the sexy pillow.
So, you know, going out of tire.
Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't sat on your ass for over a year.
Yeah, I'm very afraid of losing my ass cheeks. This pays the bread and butter.
You can't do missionary.
I can do missionary if I have a pillow underneath, which I usually did. Anyways, I feel like missionary is my favorite position. I like to.
I guess if you're hanging your ass off the bed too,
yeah.
Like me, you know.
There's so many ways, but missionary is my favorite position. So you know, for a little mish, I'll like lay down a
little mish. You'll submit the ass,
mish,
a little side, you know, ass. So yeah. When do you think that you'll have this pillow with you?
I will probably carry this pillow for the rest of my life. No, I'm just kidding.
Is this pillow have a name?
No. Should I name it?
Yeah, I'm the queen of naming things.
Yeah, what should I name my butt pillow?
You can't name it me because I'd be sitting on you, on your face, so it wouldn't be like me, like a pillow, but...
You could definitely sit on my face.
It'd be like Mrs. Cheeks. No, I don't know. We'll have to come up with something clever before the end of the After Dark episode. Uh-huh. But yeah, I just think that that's unique because a lot of girls obviously getting a BBL, it's like you can't sit on it or that's a recommendation, but like they usually don't last for very long. No, as far as like a year is a long committed thing.
Dude, but my ass is crazy. And I'm an
What does that mean?
Dude, I have such a fat ass. And I'm an Asian woman.
I love how you're bragging on your own ass.
Dude, I love my ass. I had no ass. I was built like Hank Hill like a year ago. So like I know what life was like before the ass. And my life has exponentially increased since then.
Okay, well, you obviously had to be a fan of ass yourself because you said you were standing next to me. Getting me to put washing your hands next to me at an AVN. And my ass was out and about. But so did you always want to have a booty? Or was it somebody made you self-conscious because you keep making these like digs at yourself that this is what you were built like, but what if that some people like that you don't always have to have a big booty to be
so
liked.
I was a pretty horny girl before I like got bimbo-fied. Like I went to gangbang
bimbo-fied parties, you're giving all the labels. Okay.
I would go to gangbang parties. I would get like like to like fuck at parties and have everyone watch, so I was about that life before I got the fat ass and titties. Nice. But I feel like it definitely made me more confident, and I went outside and did it. Never had anything to do with a man.
Did you feel like a new like person like fucking again because it's like a new body? So like because you're always sexual, but then like when you get your new body, you like it, did it make you feel like different? Like you said you felt more confident, so did that make
I would say I didn't feel different. I felt more like myself. Like this is what I should have always looked like the whole time, because I could have worked out, but I naturally didn't have hips, but like adding fat to my hips, and now that my fat is here.
So did you do a fat transfer?
A BBL. I know. Okay. Lipo 360, which was all over my whole body, and then it was fat transferred to my hips and ass.
Okay. So do you have to like stay on a certain diet to maintain your fat in your ass?
I work out really heavily, and I like go out and like I eat. No, actually, I eat pretty shitty, but I do work out. Like,
I like how you're going to lie to me. Okay?
Yeah, I was like, I can't lie to you. I feel like I'm a really bad liar.
Yeah, I would call you out because, you know, I am the dom in this situation. Remember, you like to be subs.
You can
this obey Miss Texas. You got to tell me all your truths because it's truth with Texas. Your fans want to know all about you. I mean, you seem pretty open and honest. You seem like, you know, you've lived a pretty crazy lifestyle and kind of like it. What kind of brought you, like you said, you always knew you were sexual. Like, what was the first, like, orgy thing or something sexual that you got into that you were like, I know this is for me? Because some people do it and they don't like it, or you know, whatever, but you went full throttle and kept going.
So I would say like I was getting over a breakup, as you do, and I was like swiping through Tinder, as people do, and one guy's profile was completely anonymous, except it was just an ad to a sex party in the Valley or something. And you know, my 19-year-old self was like, dude, YOLO.
Where are you from?
I'm LA native, dude.
Okay.
I'm
like, you sounded like a Valley girl. Like, it was in the Valley.
Yeah. My accent's coming out, but yeah.
It's okay. That means you're telling me the real truth. Come on, Kazumi. Give me Valley girl. Texas, what you need.
But yeah.
So you saw this ad and you decided to answer it.
Yeah.
Because this was after the breakup and you're like, fuck it. YOLO, I'm 19. Mm-hmm. I want to get fucked.
And I was pretty religious growing up. Like, I did the poop hole loophole throughout high school.
What is a poop hole loophole?
I just didn't want to go to hell. So I didn't want to have vaginal sex. So I had butt sex all the time. Well, psych. I had it like a few times.
Poop hole. Wait.
The poop hole loophole.
Poop hole loophole. You know, today I've learned a lot of things after dark. And I am not afraid to admit that I didn't know all these things. Yeah. But you know.
I'm not the only girl doing the poop hole loophole to avoid
I've
hell.
Heard of, I mean, I know that this exists. I didn't know that that was the name. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. Okay, I like it. Continue.
So I would always like, I was always into like swinger shit. Like I always wanted to have like 10 boyfriends. And
how
I
do you do
them.
Swinger shit if you only are giving your poop hole away?
Well, no, I'm now, all holes are open now.
Okay.
We're all
full
open,
throttle.
We're all open for business.
Okay.
With like enough preparation and like
airtight. Yeah. Isn't that what they call that? Where every hole
That's
is like
my dream. I've never done it.
Your dream. You hear that private talk. Your dream is to be airtight. If you don't know what airtight means, that all your holes are plugged up.
Yeah. All the available ones.
Well, yes. Obviously.
But, yeah. So I answered a sex ad. He was like, do you want to meet for coffee first? And I was like, fuck no. I need some dick right now because I lost my virginity, my vaginal virginity in like Pretty late, like right before college.
Was there a picture of the guy, or was just an, how did you?
Like, I saw
you
his abs. He had like a shirtless photo. It felt like a fake photo because I was like, why?
You weren't afraid of being catfished?
So I Ubered to his house, and he was a hot guy that just seemed to be a horny honey, you know, like me, a hot horny honey. And we like took a drive out to Chatsworth, and it turned out to be like a thing that was a porn studio in the daytime, and at night they turned it into a sex party. And
I've probably shot porn there.
Yeah, you probably have. Lots of skeet everywhere. Oh. You know, no black light is safe in that room.
I mean, mine was maybe left. I don't know. I was not there. It seemed a crime.
Yeah, but so we had an orgy. It was probably my five people. But what really got me was that when I looked up, there was just like a crowd of men just jacking off to like me.
Were any of
fucked.
Y'all using protection?
Yes, I am. This is in my
civility. I like how you yes. feel like that's an off the wall question. You're fucking five strangers, but it's not okay for me to ask you if you're fucking with a condom. It's a valid question.
I would say I was super reckless, like, you know, in my Tinder days where people could raw dog me because I thought it was less slutty or whatever if it was just one guy at a time. But I don't know. With five guys, I feel like we need a condom. I value my life. I have a lot to live for.
So five guys.
I have a dog. You know, I have to go home.
I can't with you. You're hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. So you've five guys.
Yeah.
But was it only
there was
guys?
Women in there, too. Okay. I mean, it was just people like. It was a sex party, so people were coming in, joining the little.
So
mosh
you
pit.
Felt liberated. You liked the guys being watched and like them pleasuring themselves to what you were doing because you liked what you were doing.
Yeah, and on top of it, I felt really respected. You know, I felt like it wasn't like my ex who was like kind of a hater about hoe shit. Like he was, everyone was like, "Hey, is it okay to touch you? Is it all right if I kiss you?" And the guys, like, you know, I was fucking everyone, and no one was like recording me or being like, "You're a hoe."
So was your ex boyfriend like a pimp? Like what do you mean hoe shit? That like, and you're not recording?
He was just a super machismo type of guy that I lost my actual virginity to. Like he was just really into like a lot of like traditional like masculine values about like what men do and what women do, so I didn't really feel comfortable exploring things with him.
She didn't want to get in trouble or if it was too much or...
And I lost my virginity to him, so I didn't really have like a frame of like if this is good sex or great sex or
was
like
it good
whatever.
Sex
it was great sex. Yeah, if you're wherever you are, man, I'm back.
So you'd repeat offend?
I would repeat offend. I would fuck most things again.
Most things? What things do we talk about?
My motto is I'll try anything twice. You know, like if you...
I say I'll try anything once, but twice, okay, I see.
I feel like I care about enthusiasm above anything else. Like, is the guy happy to give it to me? Is he going to eat me out? Is he happy to eat me out? We're in business.
How do you know that he's happy to eat you out?
I would say, like, he's eating me out already, you know? Like,
you don't have to instruct him to do it?
Yeah.
Like, he's eager to do things.
I love a guy who definitely is, like, I love...
Well, I also don't see you being like telling someone to do, because like you said, you like to be submissive. So you want a guy who knows what he wants to do. Like he wants to take charge of you sexually. You'll do whatever.
Yeah.
If you direct you into something.
I can like top from the bottom. You know, I can definitely be like, I want you to like slap me around. I want you to choke me.
You're not mute. You're not going to not talk. But you have to, you know,
ideally, I would like to be enslaved to the genitals, whatever they are, you know.
Nice. I like this.
But I just really was into like the attractive, like everyone being comfortable, fucking each other, and there was no drama. We were all friends. And then I went the next week, and then I went the next week, and I went the next, and eventually I started throwing my own sex parties. I felt like a sneaky 19-year-old. I was like, yeah, guys, come to my party. And I would just get trained on like every Friday or something.
Nice. So when you hosted your own parties, did you go around picking everyone you knew, or you're like, hey, bring a friend? Like, how does that work?
Me and my friend would recruit.
Or did you put an ad too?
We would like go through Field, which is kind of like the swinger app for like, you know, for like like the Tinder app for swinger people. We were on FetLife, which was kind of like a kinky Facebook and shit.
I love how you're looking for me to search. Like, I'm like, yes, I have no idea.
Yeah,
what
you're,
this
it's
stuff
a,
is,
it's, you don't need to be on that site. Yeah. Thanks. It's you're yeah, your life is way better not going there. But we mostly looked for like young, hot people who were like about having fun. Like, it was cool having like an audience of like geriatric older men, like, you know, jacking off over me, but it's kind of cooler when they're hot. And of like,
do you like older men?
I would say, again, like, I like enthusiasm, so I've fucked with older guys,
but you like, want them to still be able to do work.
Yeah, I like a guy that's fit. Like, I love fucking, like, Manuel Ferrara and, like, Kieran Lee because they're, like, still fit, you know?
But you say that you haven't done porn, but those are porn actors.
For my OnlyFans.
Okay. Yeah. So you're doing your only fucking porn people on your OnlyFans. Mm-hmm.
That's been my thing right now. I've just been kind of really nervous about staying exclusive because my parents still don't know what I do. So I've been keeping
it on OnlyFans. How do you pull that off?
I literally just start talking about cryptocurrency until they tell me to shut the fuck up. Like,
do you know a lot about cryptocurrency?
I know, like, enough to confuse my old Asian parents, you know? Okay. Like, I'll start talking about...
But do you go to their house dressed like this?
Oh, definitely not. No,
I don't know.
I would say, like, this is... I look like this, like, 1% at a time. Specifically okay. for you.
Yeah. And, like that. Thank you for dressing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it was just for me. No panties on.
It's very
on.
Sexy. Like
but, no, with my parents, I feel like I have no makeup on, no lashes. I look like a boy. I just wear a shirt and pants.
So you're, like, you know, like... childlike in a sense, like,
yeah,
where it's like,
I would say I'm back to being like the older, dumber sister that just kind of is bored all the time, you know.
So do you think that there is any possibility that they could find out about it?
I would say.
And how would they really react
at this point right now? I could probably retire them tomorrow if they really gave me shit about it. But it's more like I feel like they don't understand that the OnlyFans world is so different than the world that they're used to. Like, I feel like I'm only doing exactly what
well,
I want
to do.
Why don't
you explain it to them,
dude? They would commit seppuku. They would like probably like that's like a like the
Come on, what language are we
that's the Japanese the samurais would like commit suicide after they okay. felt dishonored and shit.
Learning.
So no, my parents would explode. So I
so
would
it's just that, like in an older, you know, they're
yeah
more
and they,
traditional.
What happened was when I was 19, they were really strict and they kicked me out. So I was kind of like a little chronically houseless.
Oh, how no, old not, are you now?
Oh, I'm 25.
Okay.
So I was chronically houseless for a bit, like, you know, like couch surfing and just figuring my life out. And I recently started reconnecting with my parents and our relationship is finally good and I help yeah. out. So I feel like if I was like, hey, I'm also getting butt fucked by 50 guys.
Well, I never would say any of that.
Yeah.
There's ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, obviously, you know, big shock value of certain yeah. things. But like even with, you know, my family telling them, I had to tell them, you know, it wasn't mm-hmm. something that you don't know how to tell your parents because it's something I liked, maybe not yeah. because it's something they would ever do, but you know, mm-hmm. something for myself. But it's ways of doing it, and not necessarily. I think it takes time. If you're just building a relationship, yeah. that's a beautiful thing because you know they are your parents, and so they need, you know, it's mm-hmm. good to have that relationship. So within time, you know,
yeah,
it's just
I
like
definitely
you
want
do
to.
Adult stuff, or even like you find your own way of saying whatever how your money's coming from because they're mm-hmm. not dumb either, and they know yeah. that obviously, like you said, if you could retire them, whatever, that's a lot of money that they mm-hmm. would see some way or another, even if you're dressing, going to their house with a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
If it's where you live or your car or whatever that is, you know? So it's just take that into consideration of maybe one day find a mm-hmm. way, an easy way to conversate
that
in.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
in.
I got butt and, fucked, yeah. actually.
I would beat your ass, girl. I would be yeah. like, what'd you say to me?
No.
You don't talk to your mama like that. But, yeah. you know, it's just one of those things. It's mm-hmm. because it's like, it's freeing for yourself as well because
yeah.
I'm sure the stigma of like, you know, you want your parents to, you know, be proud of you and they are mm-hmm. proud of you.
Yeah, I definitely
just,
live in that anxiety. Like, it's like, our relationship has finally gone to a good place. Yeah. So I want to make sure, like, when I tell
nurture
her, it's
it,
like,
you know?
Right and stuff, you know? Because they're getting older and I'm sure they're like, well, how are you doing this? Like, going on vacations and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you said sugar daddies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still currently have sugar daddies? Are you dating? Are you single? Are you have sugar daddies? Are you...
love OnlyFans because it's a lot of residual money. Like, I'm making money off of a sex tip I did yesterday or 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's my intellectual property. I'll always own it. So, sorry, what was the start of your question? I brain farted.
You know, it's okay. It's all right. Yeah. So you say that it's your property.
Oh, so my sugar daddies. No, I don't have them anymore because I wanted residual money. Like, I didn't want to physically.
So are you saying
there.
Like with OnlyFans, like because it's so much residual income too, like, and you're talking to your fans, are they semi kind of like your new sugar daddies?
I would say they're my sugar daddies the same way, like, if I was, like, working in corporate, my boss is my sugar daddy.
Well, they're buying your stuff as far yeah. as, like, they're your fan base, and so mm-hmm. they're giving you money, and it's something
yeah,
where you're
no,
not really working
with. Yeah, no, they're my daddies for real. Like, I really, I'm a man lover. Like, I really appreciate men. I feel like I have a sugar mama kink myself. I spoil the frick out of men and stuff.
Your love, the way you give love is gifts.
Yeah, because I feel like men don't really get spoiled or celebrated at all, especially if they celebrate women. You know, it's like seen as like simping or being weak to a lot of other guys.
What's the most thing that you've kind of like indulged for a man?
I bought my ex a car. I also like pay to rent. I make sure they don't pay for anything. I always pay a guy's dinner. I don't know. I'm just an insane.
And
woman
they let you?
I mean, they always like to have some pushback, but I know they're like, yeah, you could pay my dinner. I also just fear having like transactional relationships in my real life anyways. Like I want a guy to feel like I want to fuck him and he wants to fuck me without feeling like he has to buy my time if I want
to.
Well,
I think that also comes with, you know, maturity of, and communication and boundaries of relationships, because mm-hmm. I think it should be give and take. I don't think mm-hmm. that, I think in, you know, the modern yeah. day now, women do make a lot of money, you know, sometimes more than men, and sometimes it's, you know, the role reversal, but it's like in that situation of like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe I'll get dinner this time, or you yeah. know, vice versa. Because as a woman too, you still want to feel spoiled and you still feel yeah. want to be taken care of. Maybe feel safe, you know, in those things that were, if you couldn't do it, that they could.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you got to have a give and take.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have had a lot more healthy relationships nowadays, now that I do porn or OnlyFans or whatever. And I feel like I understand where my boundaries are, because I used to have such bad boyfriends who were so mean to me, you know, and they would just take and take. And it feels good to have partners who are present and understand where I'm coming from and don't think what I do is weird. And it's just easy. Like I love like a regular schmegular guy.
So you would date a 9-to-5 guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say for me, though, is like I just need to make sure that he's open about being a swinger. I like to share my men with women, and I like my man to share me with his friends or other people, any type of person. So I just want to make sure that he is about non-monogamy and doing it like ethically, because I'm really so old and tired of like the toxic like relationship
first
stuff.
First of all, you're not old, but no, you are, but
I'm old and tired of it. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, it's definitely, you just, it's about communicating and standing in who you want to be, and you're mm-hmm. obviously naturally a sexual person, and you know, you got to indulge in it, and that's about yeah. maybe finding a partner that suits your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So how often, you say, you know, you shoot with porn stars on your site, how often are you giving new content?
I would say I'm trying to slow down, because when I first started shooting content, I was like so excited to be like, guys, I have a new video of Johnny Sins. I have a new video here and here and here. And now I'm trying to do it like once a week. You know, I do try to shoot every day right now. I'm like on my like grind mode.
Are you paying these performers, or are you doing content trades with them?
I'm doing content trade, which works for me, because I feel like it's an equal thing. I've never gotten paid for porn yet,
especially because they, you know, too, have big names, and so mm-hmm. I'm sure like it's a shock value to be like, oh, how did you get this person? And so mm-hmm. I think it suits, you know, both of it. So did yeah. you get intimidated? Like, were you fans of Manuel or Johnny Sins, of the two names that you just said?
Yeah,
were you fans of their dick that you were like, I need to try them, and you like contacted them? Like, how did that, you know, interaction happen?
I would say the first bigger porn star I like shot with was Lena mm-hmm. and Adam, because I was on their podcast, and from after being on No Jumper, it kind of opened a lot of doors, because Angela White DM'd me and was like, hey, do you want to shoot? And I was like, yes.
What? I saw y'all's pictures together. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's why at first I was confused. I was like, have you done porn? But you're with all the porn people. I was mm-hmm. confused, like, but she's sexy and putting all her pictures out everywhere, so I was like, I know she does OnlyFans.
Yeah, so but I do hardcore porn on my OnlyFans. I've just been keeping it exclusive, because I'm just still, I want to just break it to my parents myself, and I don't want like someone to show them a video or whatever.
Hey, look, it's your content, your body, your choice. The, you know, the mm-hmm. beautiful thing about, you know, the world that we're in right now is that there are so many platforms that you can use, you know, for your own, however you want to use it, mm-hmm. you know, obviously. So it's, take your time. No, there's no right or wrong. It's whatever feels right for you. And if it's a never, don't do it. If it is, cool. But you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely been thinking about doing pro maybe once or twice, just for the exposure. But honestly, like, I've been really enjoying podcasts and doing like safer work, like that leads into my OnlyFans instead.
Do you have like a wish list, like person that you would like to work with?
As an Asian woman, if I don't know if Asa Akira would ever shoot with me, but if she did, she was so in charge of my sexual awakening as an Asian like woman, because just struggling with like being comfortable being sexual growing up, like I feel like her porn like imprinted my brain, you know, like when I see it, it's like I go see her in my dreams. So I would love to shoot with her. I would love to shoot with like Riley Reid, Abella Danger, like the Mount Rushmore of like, you know, like sexy people. But I also just like really see what they've done for themselves in terms of like creating a personality that people can relate to outside of porn. So I really want to like get in their heads and understand that as well.
I love that. I think that it's great to have, you know, female people that you look up to, especially if that's what awakened you, and to kind of mimic kind of what you're doing and, you know, creating a brand and sticking with that.
Yeah.
Who would you say was your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush, like in general?
Yeah, ever.
I would say it honestly was Trey Songz. Ew.
Did you have an encounter with him that made it an ew?
No, like, I've just seen all the news and press about him being an ew type of guy. It gave me the ick. So if he asked, I would still fuck. I would still be like, hell yeah.
If he said, hey, I'll do your OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I would love to have a celebrity on my OnlyFans. Or I guess we all kind of are in our ways.
True. So that was your first. So what was your, when after being who you are as, you know, Kazumi, like, yeah, what did you, who was your celebrity crush then? Did you ever see somebody at a party or something you crushed on that maybe you like slid into
for
a DM?
For the longest, it was Isaiah Maxwell.
Have you worked with him?
Yes, I finally did. He like surprised me with like roses and flowers. Aww, and
he's a gentleman.
Yeah, I almost exploded on the spot. I was like, this is so sweet.
Panties wet.
Yeah, I was soaked if I was wearing them, you know.
So are you someone who doesn't like to wear panties at all?
I don't wear panties at all, girl.
What do you do with your wet pussy? You just walk around with
I'm a creamer,
leg?
So I just do my laundry often.
So what if you're walking throughout the day, like, you don't have problems? You just,
you know, I just kind of like leave it. It's good moisturizer. I have a friend who he's a guy and he doesn't wear underwear, but he always wears a condom when he's with a girl, which is like so strange.
What do you mean?
Me.
Like, just like if they're fucking or not?
Yeah. Like,
but
well,
how do you,
I mean,
wear a condom soft?
Yeah. I guess it's just holding on. Like, he's like shown
holding
me
on pulled, for
and like pulled down his pants and his soft dick is wearing a condom.
So for like pre-cum purposes, like why?
Just to be ready. He said like it's so
just
awkward
to be ready. What does that mean?
He was like, I get so soft when I'm in front of a girl putting the condom on. So I just want to have it in my dick like already. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. I don't know how difficult it is as
have
a man.
How would you feel if you were about to suck a man or fuck a man and you pulled out his pants and a condom was already there? How would you feel?
You know, I would kind of like to be, I kind of like to feel like this was a surprise for him. Like, I like him to be like, oh, you want to have sex with me?
That's definitely not a surprise. Yeah. He's like, which bitch am I going to fuck tonight?
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
Bitch, if someone pulled down their pants and had a condom on already, I would be like, you need to go home.
Yeah.
You need to go. You need to think about your life and you need to go home. If you were with a girl and you were like not trying to pre-cum on yourself, I understand. But if you're out and just about and you're ready, no, sir.
Yeah.
No. I'm all about safety, but no.
It happened because I was about to suck his dick. And I kind of was like, okay. I was like, so do you want
me to? So he was like, wait, let me take the condom off real quick.
No, I sucked his condom dick.
No.
I was like, you know what? You go for safety, I guess.
I can't say I haven't sucked a condom dick, but no.
Yeah.
I did it and I... No, no.
I used to have this slave in college that was like really into like being...
Girl, like everything that comes out of your mouth, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
All right, you're slave in college.
So, and he was really into like cucking, which is, you know, super cool, super kind of like mid fantasy at this point. In this
so
stage.
Let Private Talk After Dark know what cuckolding is. Alexis Texas obviously knows what it is, but tell us what cuckolding
Alexis
is.
Alexis Texas obviously knows what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I would say cucking is kind of like, you know, like I'm the wife, and let's say you're the bull, and you're fucking me, and then my like loving husband is a cuck because he's jacking off, watching, and not participating. So he was into that.
So basically your partner that, you know, you're watching your partner get fucked.
Yeah, but like it turns you on because yeah, she's a hoe and it's like so humiliating and shit. Yum. So what he would want me to do is he would want me to save the condoms of the guys I was fucking.
Oh no, where's
and
this going?
I would run over to his house and he would slurp the condom up like a go-gurt. Like he'd be like, and I'd be like, okay. But I felt like I had to stop because all the guys I dated were like, why the fuck are you saving the condom? Like, what the fuck is wrong?
They
like,
thought you were trying to get pregnant, bitch. They were like, where? I need my hot sauce. Where? Yeah.
Like, I would like dig in the trash can. I'd be like, it's for my friend. Like, trust me, I'm not trying to get pregnant right now. Yeah.
How do you explain yourself? Yeah. Oh my God, I cannot. It's for my friend, and they were like, okay, cool, take it.
Well, he wanted guys to come in me, and he would eat the little cream pie out, but I was like, no. So I would have to, we had a compromise.
You had to compromise. You're so nice.
Yeah, I like to meet in the middle, you know?
Wow. Did you make out with this person after he go-gurted
no,
the cum?
No, so he is. So he was go-gurted the cum. So he was like such a little cuck. Like he was like, so I will never like touch you or like anything, if besides like eating out. So we never kissed or
so
anything.
So what did you get out of this?
I would say.
Was it financial?
$300, dude. At that.
What? A month?
No. Every little go-gurt sesh, you know? Oh. So at the time, I used to work at Shake Shack, and I was a fried cook. So $300 for a go-gurt of nut is way better.
I mean, you didn't, he wasn't
hours.
Touching you. I get it.
No, life is great.
It's just strange.
Yeah. I always got, like, the weirdest sugar daddies, which is why I stopped. I had one sugar daddy who was really into, like, tying me up and, like, leaving me in the closet for, like...
For how long?
Like, an hour or so. And I would just hear him, like, watch TV or, like, laugh outside and smoke. And I'd be like...
Were you like, hey, excuse me, I'm in here. Well, did you forget about me?
No, there would be people at the party and stuff. So I would be like, okay, I guess I'm just stuck in the closet for, and then we wouldn't have sex. We would not.
Would that
like,
make you mad?
No, I kind of was like, I don't want to have sex with this guy.
After being stuck in an hour, for, I mean, for an hour.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, if I was tied up for an hour, I would like to be fucked. Or, but if it's this guy, like,
it's
you can
like blue
me.
Lips. It's like you're fucking tying me up.
Blue
this,
lips,
yeah.
You're funny.
It's because you know it's this equivalency of blue balls. You know, yeah. It's like you're horny. You're thinking you're gonna get a surprise, and there's no fucking surprise.
Yeah, it was. Like
and
a
he waited
weird
for an hour.
Mind trip. It was like the first time it happened. I was like, it's been a while. Like I felt like the sun went down and stuff. So let's not do this anymore.
Did you ever think he was never coming back?
No, he was always outside. I guess like.
You couldn't like get up and like walk outside.
No,
and be like,
he hogtied me, bro.
Hogtied?
Yeah, like it was like pretty brutal. I mean, I kind of am into kinky stuff, and again, I'll try anything twice. So I met up with him twice, and after the second time, I was kind of like, this might not be my thing.
So what have you tried twice that was off limits?
I would say
the third time.
One thing I did not try twice was knife play. That was kind of weird. I was at a party.
Where was the knife?
It was just like, it was a dull knife. I'm not stupid. But I was at a party and this guy was doing knife play to another girl. And I was like, he seemed like a pretty pro dom type of guy where it seemed like I could trust him. So I was like, cool, my turn. And I like laid down. And as soon as the knife like started like tracing my boobs and my pussy lips, I kind of was like... Yeah, it's like.
Did it leave marks or did you draw blood?
No.
Was it just like a.
It was just like dragging on the dull side of the knife. And it was very slow, but it was also like we were at a party. Everything was like so chaotic. And I was like, okay, like I don't want him to like
something
slip and
up
then,
and like,
you know,
my
like,
lip
I have
is gone.
No clit or
yeah,
anymore.
That would
yeah.
be very tragic.
I kind of need that.
So you have this like, seems to be like very free living type of life. You know, you're into very like. High energy, high things. What are some of like three rules in life that you like kind of ground yourself with in that chaos?
I would say like a big one is, you know, it's none of your business. It's none of my business what you think about me. I, you know, I'm obviously a major slut and I've been told every insult under the sun about like my choices, but I've always done it ethically. I've always done it safely. I've never like been the cheaty or like, you know, been the other girl.
You've been honest about it.
Yeah. I've always like played ethically. I've always gotten tested like pretty frequently. You know, like a lot of people want to insult me, but it's not my business. You're entitled to your opinion, you know?
And yes, as everybody and people open to interpretation. But what are three rules that you kind of stay grounded for like your chaotic life? Like if it's maybe you meditate, maybe it's you never cheat, never, like
would,
whatever, like rules that
that's
are grounding
life. That's a mantra I tell myself all the time because people, you know, I've been on No Jumper a lot and all the comments are always like, I hate Kazemi. So it's just remembering.
You can't please everybody, no. And it's, you know, for me, it's about my biggest thing is like to each his own. Mm-hmm. What works for you may not work for me, but we put our pants on every single day, just like each and every one of us do. Mm-hmm. And so as long as you respect me and my space and I respect you and who you are as a person, and that's, you know, what it should be all throughout through life. You know what I mean? And that's why it shouldn't be a judgment, but it should be a, you know, a standard of life of like, I'm not hurting anybody myself. Do you know?
Right. And I guess like for me, like communication is key. I would say I over communicate. I always want to like touch base and make sure you're okay. And like, this is all things you want to do and things I want to do. And that's a big reason why I love what I do with my OnlyFans, because I'm only doing exactly what I want to do, having sex with the people I want to have sex with. And when I'm tired, I'm tired and I just don't do it, you know, because I'm setting my own schedule and stuff.
What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
If you can make it out in your mind, you can make it anywhere. You know, I used to be kind of like an overthinker, and I kind of like people don't believe me when I say this, but I actually have some pretty, like, I'm like pretty socially anxious. Like, I don't really go to clubs or bars or loud places. Like, I'm kind of like a homebody. I just happen to like really like some weird sexy things sometimes, and I fuck for work. But yeah.
I think most people in that like high sexual field, like in like, you know, like the adult world, mm-hmm. are very more introverted. Another time, yeah. like when you're high, like I feel like it's like a yin and yang of things. Like when you're high about something, it's low on other things. Mm-hmm. Like myself, like I like to be out and I like to go and entertain myself, but I'm not out all the time. Like whatever, you know, for me, it's more, I'd rather go to club couch and have a great conversation or go to, you know, get dinner and do, you know, whatever.
I'm a dinner girl. That's like my hobby. I like to eat and I like to, I would say like, I don't even have that much sex besides like that, like monthly train and like work, you know, like I would say I have a pretty like homely life watching anime and being lame.
What's the best pickup line that's ever been used on you?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know. I would say I'm a pretty easy girl. So I would say like,
so they're like, hey, come here.
Yeah.
Sit right here.
Yeah, I'll do it. I would say like,
so if they're open to the opportunity.
If they're open to the opportunity, I'm in there like swimwear, dude.
Give it a shot. With Kazumi.
Yeah.
What is your favorite meal?
My favorite meal. So I'm Asian, so I actually cook quite a bit. My favorite meal is shabu shabu, which is like Japanese hot pot. It's like a barbecue, except it's like a pot of boiling broth, and then you're putting like raw meat.
Is it like ramen type?
It's more like meat based, so it's like me putting like brisket and like shit like that in the pot and being like, yum, slurp.
Yum, slurp.
Yeah. What's your favorite food? Are you a Texan girl, like ribs and stuff?
I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last 6 years of my life, at least, maybe a little bit more. I eat chicken, turkey. I think for me, fried chicken is probably my weakness.
I love Korean fried chicken. That's probably my favorite. Like,
I like the
meal.
I like crunchy textures of things. So I like, yeah, I think that'd probably be like my favorite meal. But I also like pasta and all those.
I'm
bad
kind of
things
a slave
feed
to
the
carbs.
Booty.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I guess, except for pasta, but I'm I definitely am not a big carb person.
Yeah. Oh, you're stronger than me. I just need to eat carbs. I love rice and noodles and fried shit.
Have you ever gone through a partner's phone?
You know what? I haven't. I, again, like,
has
I
someone
like,
gone through your phone?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've
What'd
had,
they find, girl?
You know what? Nothing. So, like, I have always told every partner I've ever dated, like, look, I want to be in an open relationship, and we're going to go at your pace if you're not comfortable with that. Like, you know, like, we'll start slow, couple swap, do shit like that. But I always had boyfriends that were like, I want to be monogamous. And then they would cheat on me. Boo. But I feel like them cheating on me made them really paranoid that I would always be the cheater. So they would always go my phone and think they would find stuff, and they never would.
Is that why you're so, the way your views on sex are, because you've been cheated on in the past, or have you always been
open? I would say I've always been open. Like, I always told guys up front, like, this is what I want to do.
But you said they want to be monogamous, and then you choose to be in it, where most of you are like, hey, I don't want a monogamous thing. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they cheated on you, was it kind of like, okay, well, this is why I wanted to be monogamous?
In high school, I always was like, let's just, we're in fucking high school. Like, let's like explore. Like, let's have like a healthy sexual exploration.
I think
with
that's
many
like
people.
I think that's great. I mean, ideally, people are like, oh, that's so whatever. But for me, it's like, it's real. Like, you're being a realist. You're not being someone that's like some fairy
like,
tale, like whatever, all these things. I mean, because it's just factual. Like, it's, you know, most people don't go to the same or stay in the same place. People go away to college. You're in a place in your life that you have so many things that are different.
Yeah, and I don't want to feel tied down. But yeah, after like the first few boyfriends cheated on me, because, you know, I really liked them at the time, and I was like, okay, maybe we could try this monogamy shit out. Every time they would cheat on me, and it just came down to them wanting to control me or they just felt like, you know, like I would be fucking all the time and stuff. So I kind of was like, yeah, from here on out, this isn't going to, anyone who wants to date me, it's an open relationship.
Do you carry condoms with you when you go out? Do you, because you are such a sexual person, do you carry contraceptives with
you? I carry condoms, my little baby vibrator, because I have to come. I don't care. Baby wipes, and like usually like a little travel pack.
So you have a whole travel pack.
Yeah, I used to be like called like the orgy grandma. Like I always had like a duffel bag full of like condoms. Condoms, gum, like the big Hitachi, like you know, like all
you
the
came,
things.
You came for war. You're like sexual war will be happening tonight.
I came here to battle.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Do you like wearing lingerie or do you like to be naked?
I like costumes. I like role play. I like schoolgirl outfits, maid outfits, nurse outfits. Like I like to feel like I'm wearing clothes and I like feeling like I'm a different person for a moment and like not feeling accountable for my actions for the next hour.
Is there any common sexual act that you do not like?
I would say I'm trying to get into like, I'm trying to get into eating ass. Like, I feel like my next elevation is like butt
stuff. Why do you
up.
Say you're trying? Did you have a bad experience or you know that guys like that and you just want to do it?
Like, I've always like every time I've done anal, I've always given poop dick. I've never been like prepared the right way.
So do you not like anal?
I want to like anal because I really want to be airtight. It's like a bucket list thing that I have to do before I
like
die.
Like how you salute.
Yeah, and before I do airtight, I got a DP, and before I DP, I got to do anal. You know, before I walk.
So you haven't done any of them.
So not for my OnlyFans,
but in just general.
I've done the poop hole loophole, yeah, in like high school, but I haven't like.
But that's just anal.
Yeah, I haven't done like DP stuff yet. I've like had a butt plug in while getting.
Does
fucked.
It count? You need two. Two dicks.
I need them stacked like Jenga pieces.
That's hard to find sometimes, but mm-hmm. professional status, it can happen.
Yeah. But yeah, it's something I definitely want to like prepare for. But right now, I would say like I still am not really seedy about eating guys' asses. I'm open to it. But I just,
have you done it?
Yeah, I've done it. But I feel like it's not something I do on the first date. Maybe third date or something.
The first date. Yeah. I don't know a lot of people who eat ass on the first date. But maybe it should be put on the appetizing menu.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do a scene with a guy and then he'll just start eating my ass. And I'm like, whoa, you have no idea what I just did before I got here, man. Like,
but do you not clean yourself before your scene?
I would say yeah. Like,
but you would say? Bitch, you know. Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't like just freshly shit, you know?
Well, obviously, but what I'm saying, but you don't know what I just did. Nobody cares if you went to, like, you shower, you like, whatever you do, you clean yourself. You as sex workers, like, you're supposed to come to play with everything prepared.
I don't know. I feel like I still have, like, butt fear. Like, I feel like I'm still like, oh, I don't know, you know?
Probably because, you like you said, you when you did
anal like,
before.
I have, like, PTSD from poop dick, yeah.
Poopy dick. The last time you had sex?
The last time I had sex was about, like, 2 hours ago with Zach Wilde and Jesse Pony. Woohoo! It was pretty good because I haven't had a really really great threesome in a while, like where I feel like everyone's like participating and like spitting on each other and having fun. So you're
freshly spit on.
Yeah, no, I'm covered in drool.
Where was the cum shot?
It was on my boobs.
So you're probably still a little, you know.
I'm still a little crusty, but she ate it off, you know, so she got her calorie count for the day. And then I kind of rinsed.
How often do you masturbate?
I feel like I masturbate like about like 2 or 3 times a day just to get the edge off. But I don't think it's necessarily because I'm horny. I feel like I just want like a little serotonin boost and I'm like, cool, I'm ready to take
what
a day.
What other drugs
on.
Do you do?
You know, I actually am completely sober.
Have you ever taken a pill without knowing what it was?
Oh, no. I had such a sheltered life growing up. I feel like stuff like that is like gives me the heebie-jeebies.
So maybe that's what your drug replacement is.
Yeah,
is
like that kind of having like very strange sex.
Well, no, but it's like the feeling of what like you're chasing that high. Mm-hmm. Like that's what you're like the same thing with people do with drugs. It's like always when I smoke weed, you're chasing the high of feeling, you know, I'm such an uppity person. I like to be calm, you know.
Yeah, it's
you
definitely my vice for sure. It's like it's the one thing I'll go like absolutely like bananas for.
You OD on sex. Yeah. Or orgasming, not just sex. It's like you come 2-3 times a day. Mm-hmm. Before OnlyFans, did you ever film yourself having sex?
Oh, yeah. And I feel like that's why like starting my OnlyFans was kind of easy because, again, I've had pretty good relationships with guys I've casually fucked because I just love to fuck and I'm no drama. So I had access to like getting their model release forms from like guys I fucked when I was 19 and like 20 and like college and shit. So I felt, and it was stuff I always just recorded because, you know, I just like love to like watch myself fuck. Like, and also I'd always been fucking in front of like crowds of strangers anyways. So it was like an easy thing to do.
What do you think is the biggest crowd you fucked in front of?
I once fucked in this like there was this like place in like near Pasadena that was like basically like a football stadium of fucking, like mattresses on the floor. It even had a buffet line.
But how many people were in like where you like were when you were fucking that they were watching you?
I would say that was probably like maybe like 100 or so people. And I always think to myself, like, where are those people now? They're probably like working at Chick-fil-A or like you know, like the concierge or something. And they just saw me.
They were probably working at Chick-fil-A at the time. They were there too.
Yeah.
They were
and I really like those parties because they're like civilian parties. They're not like professional porn stars who know how to fuck or make it look hot. Like, it's just like your average Joe Schmo with his wife, and they're just like, you know, like having like 4 minute awkward sex.
Have you ever broken up a marriage?
No. So again, I play ethically, baby. I have definitely.
You use that word a lot.
Yeah, it's just so.
I feel like someone like said something to you that you weren't ethical at some time when you.
I feel like a lot of the times people hate on hoes and sluts because they think we're doing it like unethically, and it's like important for me to say, like, yeah, I'm definitely getting dick the fuck down, mm-hmm. but I'm definitely like not hurting anyone's feelings. I've been the cuck queen for a couple before where they've like paid me to like fuck her husband while she like would like weed whack in the corner. So I've like definitely made relationships stronger, I would say.
Do you have any fetishes?
I would say I love gangbangs. I love the visual of having a lot of men service me, and bonus if they're hot, but they don't kind of need to.
What's the most number of guys you've had participate? 50. 50 guys in a gangbang?
Yeah, but that was because I was just kind of living in the moment.
Did you take all 50 cum shots?
No. So it was kind of like, I was like the in and out of like gangbangs. I was like 2 minutes, bah, 2 minutes, bah, 2 minutes, bah. I just wanted to like collect my body count, you know. Got tested the day after and I lived, so.
And you lived.
Yeah. But there was no cameras back then. I wasn't getting
recorded. So it was just for fun.
I wasn't getting paid. I was just in the moment.
More power to you. I feel like for me, it's like to each his own again. Like, it's one of those things. Like, yeah. I feel like when people really, if you really like that, then mm-hmm. fuck it. Why shouldn't she be allowed to do
Literally.
It?
Literally.
Like, and that's why for me, why I was always a sexual person and knowing mm-hmm. that, and why I like with porn was because I liked it, but it was also in a close little family of like, we all get tested, we're doing whatever. Yeah, so all these people are
way
freaks
safer.
And all these people are doing, want to do the same thing. So if we all want to do it together and fucking make magic, let's just do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like gangbangs, or like, what's your fetish?
I'm not a big, I've done one gangbang in my life.
Oh, wow.
And well, because there's some people that you may like to fuck that you want to be in part of your train. A train is multiple people. So.
I love sex parties. I feel.
But is it always random, or is it people you know?
I would say I go to the same sex parties and same sex clubs. I don't actually do a monthly train. But I would say like once every 60, 90 days, there's like a train that happens in my life. That's like not a work train. You know, but like a train that just kind of.
I like that there's different classifications.
There's work trains, and then there's, you know, there's like trains for yourself. Yeah.
You keep those trains.
and I like those like trains to myself. I go to executive affairs. I go to Kinky Rabbit Club, which are some.
Is that in LA?
Yes, you should go. They're so fun, and you can just watch. I used to bring guys on their first date to a sex club.
How do they know that you're just watching? Like, you wear like some kind of color. You're like, please stay away, I'm just watching. Like, how do they?
It's so much easier than a normal club because you could just say like, hey, I'm just watching, and then that's just that. Like, everyone. And also, away. I would say a lot of women kind of just there and like are part of the audience and stuff. Okay, you know, for me, I like to kind of directly be like, it's like time to go.
Kazumi's world over here. All right, so we're about to play Truth with Texas. Are you ready? We're warmed up. We asked, you know, some questions. We got to, you know, I feel like we lubed you up enough.
I'm all opened up.
We're all opened up. All your holes one day will be airtight. We're manifesting for that for you here at Private Talk After Dark. All right, so how this works, it is Truth with Texas. We have four aces. Each ace suit is a different type of question, from romantic, spicy, naughty, and kinky.
Ooh.
We will go through each of these
cards. Did you make those cards yourself?
I didn't make the cards, but I made the question.
Oh, okay. I was like, I want to play bring this at home.
It'll be out in your home soon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, first card. Ace of clubs. So it's a kinky question. Oh. And you are definitely a kinky girl.
Yeah.
All right. Bondage, yes or no?
Of course. I've been tied up, upside down, thrown around like luggage. I was like in there luggage. In that closet, so yeah.
Weirdest place you've had sex?
I paid a plane in Vegas to let me fuck on the plane.
And just like a stationary plane?
No, it was flying. Okay. And like, it was a really tiny plane with no air conditioning, so it was very sweaty, and the turbulence was insane, so I felt like I was like...
Was anal sex had?
No, because I would literally... If I was giving poop dick before, I would definitely give poop dick then, because that was kind of scary.
Cautious. Yeah. we answered that one. Have you ever called someone the wrong name?
I used to have a partner that, like, our boundary with each other was I didn't call anyone daddy. It's just so hard to not say that. It kind of just slips out. And I was in Mexico one time, and I was like, hey, papi, to, like, this Hispanic gentleman. And my partner was like, that's dad in Spanish. And I was like, I didn't know it was, like, every type of daddy.
I didn't know it was language.
Like, I didn't know it was, like, international. Like, he was like, okay, if you fucked a Chinese guy, would you call him dad in, like, Mandarin? And I was like, probably not. I don't know. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would find it.
I know you.
Yeah, I would figure it out.
Most number of times you've had sex in a day?
I have definitely had sex 50 times a day because I guess they were in there.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Good point.
Uh-huh.
Sex skill you're most proud of?
Sex what?
Sex skill you are most proud of?
I can definitely give some sloppy.
Sloppy toppy queen?
Yeah, I'm like a drooler. I'm definitely like a type of girl.
Have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
I've definitely had guys, especially as an Asian woman, like when dating, like navigating like the white guy landscape. I feel like a lot of them want to be my daddy, like without like really proving like that I can trust them or like.
You're like, my boyfriend said, no, I can't call you daddy.
Yeah. So I feel like I've definitely had partners that are just like really into BDSM. And I like it if it leads to like a really cool orgasm. But if it kind of just leads to me like feeling like, ouch, that was weird, then I kind of don't want to do that.
Have you ever woken up next to someone that you didn't know their name?
No, because I'm the sober Sally, so I always... Well, actually, I've definitely fucked people.
But that
people.
Doesn't mean that you didn't know their name.
I've definitely fucked people, and I haven't known their name. I would say during any gangbang, I've never been like, hey,
but
what's
your name?
But
you didn't wake up to them.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like in that kind of setting. Like if you woke up, spent the night with somebody that you were fucking, you had a fun time.
No, I never spend the night. I'm so like weird about it because when I was like 21 or so, someone broke into my house, and I think it was a guy I used to fuck, and he robbed
all your shit.
Yeah, he like robbed me of like a bunch of like my stuff, so I kind of had to start over and like move back with my parents.
He's probably still watching right now. Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, bro. Right. But dick was great. I would fuck again.
No, if he stole your shit, bitch, you leave that dick alone. You have enough dicks to fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Ace of spades.
That is a diamond, my love. Oh, you should know what diamonds are, because diamonds are a girl's best friend. And it's a spicy question. Worst hookup story.
I would say the first time I ever got with a girl. So first of all, it was really hard for me to land a date with a girl because I feel like I could be like, you're so hot.
Okay, so it was like, a date situation.
Well, she told me to come over.
Okay.
And it was near Halloween, and she was also Asian. She was Japanese. I had black hair. She had black hair. And she was like, I want to be Mr. Clean for Halloween. And I was like, cool. So she was like, do you want to shave my head?
Oh,
I was like,
Gary.
Yeah. So we like got in a shower and we were naked and I shaved her head. And I was.
But you're looking like, oh, like you don't want to, but you're like, I shaved it. But yeah. You're like, if I'm making that face, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
You shave your own head. I'm not responsible
and
for this mess.
I looked at her, and when she was bald, I kind of was not attracted to her anymore.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I didn't want to feel like I just wanted to fuck because she had like a nice head of hair. So we got to it and I ate her out. And then with me,
have you ever eaten a girl out at that time before?
No, that's my first with a girl. But with me, she like wrapped my pussy in like saran wrap, like, you know, and like, you know, like held it over like a balloon and like licked on top of like the plastic wrap. And I kind of was like,
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. We should have saran wrapped each other's pussies, you know,
tit for tat, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
No.
And then we pulled the strap out. This was so advanced for my first time. I was so nervous.
How does she have saran wrap and a strap on just next door to her bed?
Like, yeah. We knew what we were going to do. I just didn't know she'd be bald during that time.
Well, you shaved her head. How do you not know about it? You were doing it.
I didn't plan my day to go down that like that. So
you didn't plan for her to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, I did it. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a giver. And I was like fucking her doggy, and like I knew I was doing trash, dude. I knew I was like, after like 2 minutes, she like no sounds were coming out. This was like a silent. I suddenly realized, is this thing on? we need to give men more credit because I was tired. My thighs were burning. And she turned around and was like, you could just stop. And we never met again.
Was that upsetting to you?
I just was like, you know what? I have a lot of ways to go. It definitely made me insecure.
But maybe she was just not really secure with her, that all thing happening. Yeah. Either. You know, maybe it has nothing. It really has nothing to do with
you. Oh, it didn't end there. Because then she turned around and she was like, make me come. I was like, okay. And then I held the Hitachi on her pussy. But she was like, don't move, don't move, don't move. So for like 45 minutes, I just held it like this and stared at her.
My hands are tired.
And she was like not moving. She was just like, and I kind of was like, I don't know. I don't feel like we're having sex anymore. I feel like I'm holding your vibrator.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of was like, this is awkward.
You're a vibrator stand?
Yeah. I'm like the vibrator like holder.
Yeah, that doesn't sound sexy. I like to be involved. Like I feel can't like be.
It made me insecure to like ask girls on dates because I was like, oh, she's gonna clown me for not knowing how to eat pussy and like.
No, you know. I think that again, that was a her problem, not a your problem. Yeah. I think that it, you know, it's one of those things you just have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, but again, if you're not talking at all and you're still doing what she asked you to do for 45 fucking minutes, it's not the one.
It was like the room was so silent, like except for the.
I would have like laughed. Like I'm too. I can't. I'm too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would be like, is this good? Is this good? And she'd be like, shh, shh, be quiet. Like, just.
I would have been like, I would have said mic drop and walked out of that fucking bitch and be like, I need an Uber. I can't with you.
Yeah.
All right, next card.
So I basically play all of them.
You do.
This is the Ace of Spades.
That is, and it is a naughty question is our favorite here at Private Talk After Dark. Ew. I hope you are liking this episode. Make sure that you like, comment down below. Handcuffs or blindfold?
I like getting tied up, so I like handcuffs. I would say every time I've had a blindfold, I'm like a curious bitch. I hate surprises. So I'm always like, what? What are you doing? Like, I like to
be in control.
Yeah, I want to see at least what's going on. I once went to this party where this girl was getting trained on, but she had earplugs and a blindfold on and a mouth gag. And like, so she would like, you know, like signal things with her hands if she was like feeling whatever. And I was like, I don't know. That's a lot. That's like I'm floating in space and like dicks are just getting in my pussy.
What are something that's totally off limits for you?
I would say fisting. I'm not really like.
Have you been fisted?
No, I fisted people, but I feel like, I don't know. I know that the
Have you ever had any knuckle kids thrown at your face?
No.
Well, you sound disappointed.
Yeah, I know inherently that the pussy will get back to normal, but I'm just so scared of, like, getting, like, stretched out that one
bitch,
time.
Bitch, babies come out.
I know, but, like, fists, like, I don't know. I feel like my body was not made for fisting. It was made for maybe babies.
If you had the right partner who would have fist you, then probably, I just don't let anybody fist.
If she had tiny little baby hands, yeah.
You'd be surprised. You get in there, girl. You just know things. You know things.
Well, I've, like, fucked some pretty large dicks, so I guess, like, it's the same.
It stretches. It's elastic, girl. Things can happen. If you're really into it and if you, like, it's the right way, not just fucking someone fucking Mike Tyson in your pussy. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not saying any of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just... Yeah. There's a certain, you know.
Yeah, I definitely, I've done it before. I did it to that woman who was blindfolded and earplugged and mouth gagged, and she seemed to be like,
I'm
cool.
Fucking boring compared to her. These fucking, like, parties, you just show up that someone's blindfolded.
Dude,
fucking,
I can bring you, but everyone would, like, scream. They'd be like, that's her.
I need security. I can't go anywhere with your fucking sexual ass.
Yeah, you can have,
fucking,
like, binoculars or something and be like, okay.
I'll just have a handcuff on you. Like, you know, I have a leash. I'll be able to tied to my waist, you know. And I'll let you
things.
Go out, but then, like, you know, it's like, you know, 6 feet, and then like reel you back in when it's time for them to leave.
I wouldn't mind if you put me on a leash.
Hey, we're gonna manifest it. We're gonna put you on our leash next episode. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah, what the fuck? I would say, but you know, I would say for porn, I definitely try to make it real because it's just a longer video. If I just make,
can
it
you give an example of your faked orgasm?
Oh yeah,
this you want,
no, do yeah, I get
do
two
it.
Abs?
Do it.
No, I can't do it. I just
I need more. That was like that was a fucking, what is it called? Blue lips if I've ever seen one in my life. I need 20, 15 more seconds.
Oh fuck. Oh my god.
She's definitely faked it before.
Yeah.
She's definitely definitely faked it, and she's really good at faking it. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all are questioning if you were men watching it right now. I'm pretty sure that's what she sounded like when she fucked me. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't fake it. My chair is wet.
Lies. Told by her. Lies. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy. What the frick? What kind of question is that? Yeah, like
you know,
mean,
there's some people who don't like it.
Yeah, I would say I've definitely had guys.
Some people would rather just like do a good blowjob, but clean it all up and like you know.
I've definitely had guys be like, "You're way too sloppy. Like everything is soaked." But I just kind of I like drool and just like gagging on it and throwing up a little bit.
Have you ever been turned down for sex?
I would say because like in a sex club it's so easy. Oh, it happened to me yesterday.
Oh, let's talk yesterday. About it.
No, I was on a
podcast. Who said no to you?
I was on the Down Bad podcast and they brought a virgin along and
along.
He was so cute. He was Asian. He was in his 20s, like late 20s, I think, and he did IT. And I was like, "Do you like want to kiss?" And he was like, and I was like, okay, all right.
Did you kiss him like that?
No, we kissed after like an hour or two of talking. And I was like, "Do you want to touch my boob?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't know. And I was like, "7 minutes in heaven? I don't know. We could. And he was like, "No, I'm tired."
Oh, so, he got nervous.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, no pressure. I don't want like your first time to be me of all people.
And it's like rapey. Like, you know, because then you're just like forcing someone. You're like, you want him to be like, "Hey, can I just touch something?"
Yeah, and like just in general, I want to fuck a guy that's like wants to fuck
me. But you would throw a bone if he wanted really needed
it. Yeah, if he really wanted
If he was like, "Hey, yeah, can you be my first?" You would do it.
No, I've never fucked a virgin before.
Would you?
I would so fuck a virgin. It's like it's like on top of being airtight, it's like one of those like mission things I have to go.
If there's any virgins out there watching this episode, please go into her DMs or her OnlyFans and become
one of her first virgins.
We can pop her cherry from Private Talk after dark. Yeah. How cool would that be?
I would love to take a virgin out on a date, you know, wine and dine him.
Stop.
You know, like go nice and slow.
He should be doing this. You're taking his virginity, but I guess.
I want him to feel like it will never happen again. You know, like I want to make sure he's like, all right.
And then you're never going to talk to him again?
I don't know. I feel like
that sounded like a hard no.
I feel like I'm like a regular guy. So honestly, if he was like really sweet, I don't know. It could be the start of something new.
Okay. Open to possibilities.
Yeah.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
I would. No. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely have.
Did you remain friends afterwards?
I would say I definitely got fucked by a brother and his brother, and that's kind of like his friend, right? I would say we were friends in that moment. Yeah. So
is that your first brother combo?
Yeah, but I've done like uncles and
you did dad and a brother?
No, I want to do dad and son. Like he's like 78 and the other guy's like 35. Like that would be great. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. I like it. Mm-hmm. Role play. Do you like it?
Of course.
What is your favorite character?
Love to be a schoolgirl. You know, I feel like, I watch a lot of anime and I feel like every Asian woman is like given by birthright that like sailor costume by like birth. So I feel like I just like love dressing up in like a Japanese schoolgirl costume and just going bananas.
Sexy. Mm-hmm. Do you like golden showers?
I like my golden showers to be a little clear. And if so, then yes.
Then keep on going. Mm-hmm. All right. Last card is the Ace of Hearts, which is a romantic question. Mm. Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Yes, I have definitely. I slid into yours. Ooh, that was.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
It's me. I would say I'm a pretty forward person. Like, I like to initiate. I don't like to wait. Sometimes I feel like guys are like shy to approach me because I'm me and I'm kind of like intense and it might be intimidating. But I'll slide in and be like.
What celebrity DM are you in right now that you're waiting on hold that they haven't answered?
I would say. I would say like right now I'm kind of talking to Omarion, which is so random.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like we're fucking Omarion or you're like, you know, it's like on rotation.
I think I want to fuck Omarion.
You want to fuck him. So you're in his DMs or you're already in his text messages.
I got the number. I got the digits. Let's see what happens. But I'm really busy and I feel like people need to understand like I'm like working a lot. Like, you know, like me hanging out with Alexis Texas is super fun, but it's still like work, you know, mm-hmm. like I can't. I don't really have the mental capacity.
So you wouldn't just hang out with me, like by myself?
Oh yeah, we could. It could be you and me, a box of chocolates, some roses. This guy.
I like white chocolate. I like, you know, I like more salty things. I like flowers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We could have like fried chicken.
Fried chicken's great.
I like to fuck after. I like to fuck first and then eat after.
I do too. Yeah, I don't like to feel like food like heavy before.
You don't want
to
feel fat, and also like if I actually liked you, I would hang out with you after. You know.
So that's the test. If you're gonna hang out with me after we eat.
Yeah.
Got it. Lights on or lights off?
Lights on, baby. Watch. Like I love to like just put on a show. I'm a pretty enthusiastic lady. Like, you know, I built this body. I was surgeon made.
Your surgeon built that body. Yeah, you better give him a shout out.
I'm Dr. Young in Houston, Texas.
Texas, baby.
But I'm super genetically modified for a reason. I want you to see it.
Hey, I like that. You're straight and to the point. Perfect date night for you.
Perfect date night. We fuck first. And then we
fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken. Got it. And then we like... you know, I'm like a museum girl. Like, I like to like look at things and stroll and talk and like get to know you. Actually, I like to like see like what you have to say about stuff. You know, like I don't like things like movies and shit where we don't talk.
We can't talk. You like to communicate.
And I don't really like loud places. Like, I like to like talk and like, you know, overshare and trauma bond and stuff.
Overshare. What are deal breakers for you?
You can't be like a jealous person. Or if you are a jealous person, you need to be able to handle that correctly because. We are swinging.
We are swinging.
Or if we're not swinging, I'm out. You know, I don't think I would date a guy who smokes cigarettes.
How? Why not? Because you don't like the smell?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to kiss.
Well, you don't really do anything, so I could see that too. Being more of like an apparent thing that's like... Mm-hmm. What if he, like, you know, brushed his teeth and all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. But I feel like his clothes would smell like cigarettes and stuff.
Off limits. Mm-hmm. If you needed a fun, safe word, what would it be?
Bananas. That sounds fun. It's like three syllables.
Bananas. All right. That is Truth with Texas.
Woo! How riveting.
Thank you so much for coming on Private Talk After Dark and getting to know you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to ask Ms. Texas?
I would say... What do you like sexually? Like, what turns you on when the cameras are off? And like, well, I guess you don't even have off-camera sex, but like with a person.
I mean, I do have off-camera sex. It just hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah.
But
is that a reason? Are you busy or do you just not want to have sex? Or
For me, it's like it's quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like for me, I am really busy. And for me to set aside time to spend time with a person I want, you know, to do all that, it takes a lot. But I'm open to it. I just don't have anybody that I...
Do you find dating like hard because you're...
Dating is definitely hard. It's not impossible, but it's also like you gotta, you know, be honest and put yourself out there as well. So, you know, it's being realistic of what you really want and like having those intentions of going out there. And again, the world just kind of started opening up again. So, you know, I just started really going out and like doing stuff and, you know, it's summer's coming around. So, you know, who knows what's
going to
happen.
Do you get recognized? Do you like getting recognized?
I definitely get recognized. It's not overwhelmingly, you know, as such a thing. You know, for me, I like to say that I blend in. I don't really feel like I'm just me. You know what I mean? So for me, I just kind of like do my own thing.
If I saw you at my Ralph's, I would shit myself.
You know, I've had people follow me at my Ralph's and have to have the security. Like,
oh no, that's tell the weird. Guy to like, I would shit leave. Myself and leave. I wouldn't follow you.
But yeah, I mean, my thing is just like talk, and then when you feed off that conversation, and if it goes positive, we can go another way. When I tell you, all right, nice to meet you, get the fuck up on my face.
Like, yeah.
When I close the conversation, it is what it is. But you know, I'm definitely not unapproachable. It's just the way that you approach somebody. And I think with me now, because of like being Alexis Texas, and even though if I haven't done scenes in a really long time, I'll always have people be known as a porn star.
Yeah.
So it's like I want people. Who's going to approach me if in the dating sense, you can know and respect who Alexis Texas is, but I'm so much more than that. Porn doesn't define me. I'm just a part in a segment of who I am, that there's a lot of things. So if you're wanting to get to know that part of me, I'm all for it. But you know, Alexis Texas ends with, you know,
It's a persona. It's like, you know, meant for you to jack off and be happy.
And
around.
You keep jacking off to my OnlyFans.
Yeah, keep jacking off.
That's right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of Private Talk After Dark. It was such a pleasure having you, Kasumi, on the couch, getting to know you. Private Talk After Dark. Please let us know where we can support you.
So my OnlyFans is Kasumi's World. It's currently $3. I've been giving out free nudes to the vaxxed because... Boosters count. Halfbacks fine. But right. Besides that, my Instagram is Kazumi's World. And yeah, let's stay slutty.
All right, Kazumi. Thank you again for coming on Private Talk After Dark. And until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.